Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Hey, it's a great day to kick back, enjoy some great music and conversation. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Yeah, another chaotic week, I know. We'll tackle some of the craziness in the sideshow, but mostly music today as we take another robust romp through the country, folk, and your forgotten 45 stacks today. And we'll meet Richard Lynn. She is an independent country music Hall of Famer. He's got some great music, inspirational stories to tell on his journey, and he also has this great foundation, the Love Tattoo Foundation, which helps our wounded American heroes. We'll talk about that and get you in the mix, too. Are you listening live? It is Friday, April 29th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Hey, don't worry if you're listening live or on podcast, because it's a 24-7 Twitter tango at AB Wright, so chime in when it works for you. The show today brought to you in part by Old Navy. Time to enjoy great spring style and savings at Old Navy. Also by AT&T, mobilizing your world. And by PopNet, arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, 24-7. PopNet now features select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowi Show. So let's get started with one of Richard's songs, this one from the new album, A Better Place. It's called She's Got Me Drinking Again, and this one's going to get you moving again as we open up another frenetic freeform edition of the Amy Beth Arkowi Show.
Said she found somebody new. I fell apart with an aching heart. Didn't know what to do. So I got dressed up and jumped in my truck. Baked me a big old grin. Called my buddy Bill. Said there's no time to kill. She got me drinking again.
Get you moving again, Richard Lynch, and She's Got Me Drinking Again on the Amy Beth Arkowi Show. What a great song that is. Get you moving. Hey, Richard, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, Amy, thanks for having me. It's always a blast, honey. Thank you.
Hey, pleasure to have you here. You have such great heritage in your voice and your style. It's real old school country, isn't it? I mean, that's what you're brought up on, and that's what you bring to the people. Talk to us about your influences along the way.
Well, you know, I love and respect our traditional country music, you know, the people that got us where we're at, you know, the true pioneers of country music. I'm influenced by people from all the way back as far as Ernest Tubb and Hank Williams to people like, you know, Bobby Bear and Glenn Campbell to people like Keith Whitley and Conway Twitty and right on up to closer times like our buddy, you know, Clint Black and those wonderful people that's not too far from us, you know, Garth Brooks. I love traditional feeling, real good country music.
Yeah, and it sounds like it. And, of course, you make it your own, too. You infuse your own style. That's the beauty of music. You have all those influences that you grew up with, and somehow it's filtered through your own prism and your own being. So you have your own, you know, your distinct sound, but yet you appreciate and respect all the traditions. So that's so great. And you've been working at this for a while. I mean, you were inducted last year into the Independent Country Music Hall of Fame. Congratulations. Big achievement that
is. Well, thank you.
But you've been doing this. Yeah, congrats. You've been doing this for a long time, though, right? You've been toiling at it for a couple
Absolutely.
Of decades.
Absolutely. I'm second generation. I was born into great country music. My dad was a well-established country entertainer, and we lived on an old farm up in southwestern Ohio, and you know, I grew up and listening to great country music. My dad was a huge influence on me because he was such an entertainer himself, and I'm very fortunate that I got to be in a household that you know, appreciated, and that's all we listened to was that good country stuff, and that's something that's still in my roots today.
That's so great. It's in your DNA. You were meant to do this, I
Absolutely.
Guess. Absolutely. When you're a kid and you get exposed to it, I mean, kids are sponges, so you soak up all that stuff, and as I said before, you bring it, bring your own thing to it and let it out into the world in your own way. So that's very cool. So you were around a lot of country musicians, your dad and his cohorts, I guess, right?
You bet. You bet.
Fabulous. So how do you combine your life? I mean, you're a farmer, too. So how do you do all this? How do you keep the juggling act going?
You know, they say there's something to this vitamin thing. So, but, you know, we work hard, and I, you know, if you enjoy what you do in life, it doesn't make it work. You know, I love my farm. I love my animals. I love the raising and the hay, and I absolutely love the traveling and the playing the music and being around and the country and meeting these people that tell me that, you know, how much they appreciate the fact that I'm keeping the traditional music alive and how they appreciate me. And I'm thinking, man, I appreciate you just saying that. So if you love what you do, it's not work. You know, we put a lot of hours in and we put a lot of miles on the road, but it's something we truly enjoy.
How do you work it on the farm then? You have to have people helping you out on the farm while you're on tour, right?
Absolutely. I've got a brother that helps me take care of the farm, and I have a really good neighbor that you know, he's a big time farmer himself, and so, you know, I tend to lean on them quite often, and I'm very fortunate that they can step up and take care of the animals and the farm industry going. You know, if I have to be on like a 2 or 3 week tour or a 4 week tour, I know I'm in good hands with those guys, and so that, you know, they really step up, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate them.
And you keep it moving on the tour bus, and as you said, you're meeting all these people who love your music. That's the great thing about musicians, I think, and music is the greatest gift to the world because it cuts through all the nonsense, right? I mean, it cuts through all the politics, it cuts through, you know, economics, cuts through age, cuts through race. All of that stuff goes by the wayside if you have good music, and it just pure love comes out, and I think that's a great gift you're giving to the world and helping people through, you know, bad times, turbulent times, crazy nonsense in the news, all of that stuff. You do so much good work. And speaking of good work, you're also helping with your Love Tattoo Foundation, the wounded American heroes in our country. And I just think that's such a great thing because a lot of people talk about it. We give lip service to the veterans, but you're really stepping up and helping. Talk to us about how that started and your involvement with it.
Well, thank you for mentioning that. That's something that we're really proud of. A gentleman, a friend of ours from Virginia Beach, Chuck Brisbane, sent me a poem that he had wrote because he was inspired to see a soldier come home who was really wounded. And he was, you know, he had devastating wounds, the type of wounds that a lot of folks may give up on. So he wrote a poem, and he asked me if I would put music to it. And I used every word he had, and I didn't change a word he had. I put the music to it, and we needed a little chorus. So another friend of mine in Nashville and myself wrote a chorus to it, and we come up with a song called Love Tattoo. And what that does, it drives home the fact that there's a lot of wonderful music, a lot of people out there who needs help. And, you know, they're proud people. They're people that don't necessarily ask for something. And when you get to meet these people, or these heroes that I call heroes, these soldiers and men and women that come back and they have devastated injuries, you know, sometimes it's not necessarily physical, but they have injuries, you know, mental injuries that they dealt with so much of this. So we put this foundation together and wrote this song, and every nickel of this song, every bit of revenue that comes goes directly to the Love Tattoo Foundation and helps these wonderful soldiers, men and women.
It's this great thing to do. I wish we had this song. We'll have to get it on another show and play it for folks. But as you said, people should go out and get it. The link is on your website, right? Because we'll post a website so people can get it there.
Yes, ma'am. You go to Richard Lynch Band. RichardLynchBand.com, and you can pull up all the different places, and you can see all the music and the, you know, the Love Tattoo Foundation and all the touring and all the stuff that we're doing. So that's a good place to go.
And if people want to buy the song, they know they're contributing to the foundation, which is great. Yeah, it's important work.
You said it best right there. And you know, country music revolves around a lot of emotion. You know, good, bad, happy, sad, and that's why I really love the traditional sounds, because country music is about real life. And if you can connect it with our soldiers and you can connect it with the cause, it's such a wonderful experience that I get to be around and included with. So I just really love it.
Yeah, I saw you had a video with one of my favorites, Buddy Jewell, was also involved in that, I guess, too, because he did a little promo with you, or PSA.
Yes, Buddy Jewell is a wonderful inspiration. He has like-minded interests in our military and our folks that serve, at, you know, to keep our freedom. And so we hit it off really well. And Buddy Jewell is just a wonderful individual, great singer, just a great inspiration to be around. And I was appreciative so much for him to be on that video with me.
Yeah, there's so many great people with big hearts in country music and all music. But, you know, country music is so great. And some people, now people are getting to it because there are a lot of crossover hits, and some people who are purists in country music don't like that. But I mean, I like all music, and I hate to put, you know, boundaries and labels on it, because I think there's a lot of things that are great, and they can do, you know, cross genres and, you know, genre jumping and all of that. I think it works. The cross pollination works nicely. But I think it's such a great, friends of mine who say, oh, you like country, and I'm like, yeah. First of all, you know, get with it. There's a lot of great stuff in there. But also, what I like about it as a writer and a storyteller is it's a great storytelling medium. Like you said, there's so many great stories and characters in the songs in country music, as well as the performers, by the way, that it's hard not to like it.
Absolutely. You know, when you get to meet these people and you know, be on a first-name basis, and you kind of get to know these different artists, you realize just exactly what you said. They're real, genuine people that have a passion for what they do, and you know, they break it down in their music, and the public is lucky enough to hear what comes from their heart. And you know, it's just something that we are gifted with, and we're thankful we have the gift, and we just love to share it with folks.
You're sharing it indeed. Talk about collaboration. Do you write solo, or do you, as you said, you sat down with somebody else who helped you with the chorus? Do you typically write with other people? How does it work for you? Does the songwriting process?
I write solo, but I got to be inspired. But I also really enjoy sitting down and co-writing. I have a piano player that has been well established in the industry for a long time. His name's Jerry Hughes, and we tend to write together. And we have a song now that we're doing for some folks in Michigan that they asked us to write a song to save the old barn foundation. And we're really proud of this song. And people like you know, Billy Yates from Nashville, Tennessee, who is an incredible writer, you know, and, you know, I have my eye on the fact that I'm going to be able to sit down with him and co-write some music. So I love the co-writing. I love the ability to, you know, to share ideas off each other. And, you know, that there you can really, you can take something and make it magic. If you've got two people on the same track, it's a great thing.
Brainstorming and the alchemy that comes from it. What about, you said before that you need to get inspired. What inspires you? How do you go about it? Do you just sort of let it hit you, or do you sit down at a particular time every day and say, I'm going to try to write something? Give us a little insight into that process.
Well, I find myself humming along songs and different ideas and tunes, and all of a sudden, you know, I will be, for instance, I'll be out on a farm, I'll be baling some hay or whatever, and this tune will come in my head, and so I have to stop write it down or it goes away. That's how I mean inspiration. I'm living something, I'm feeling something, and I'm connecting with something, and that's where I get my inspiration. I just have to live the experience. For me to just come down at a kitchen table and sit and write something is really difficult for me. So, but to be able to be in a situation where I'm feeling it and seeing it, it kind of comes natural.
You never know when it's going to hit you. Then you just got to be ready to write it down, or some people now grab their phone and record into it. I mean, there are different ways of doing it now, depending on your style. How do you do it? Do you write it? You know, you're still pen and paper type person, or do you follow the new technology?
Well, I'm a pencil and paper kind of guy. I'll grab something and you know, because my wife and all our management folks, Randy Hafer from Twang Thang Music, they do all my social media work. They do all those wonderful things that people do today. I'm really struggle to be able to use that kind of technology. So I have to resort to the old school and keep my aces in their places. They do well, I don't.
I don't mind the social media, but when I'm writing, I do actually still write my first draft in longhand, and my handwriting is abominable, so I got to get to the computer for the second draft pretty fast to read my own writing. But yeah, I know what you're saying. You know, sometimes it's hard to make that switch. But whatever works for you, that's the point. I just think there's sort of in the creative process, there's sort of that pen, paper, head, soul connection. You know, there's something to it when you're writing it down. But some people don't do that anymore. They just go directly to the computer.
I think you're right, Amy.
About the connection? Yeah, I think there is that, but it's lost on some folks, that's for sure. But what about, are there any particular people now? I mean, you've been doing this for a while. Do you still have a wish list of people you'd like to perform with or write with that you haven't been able to yet?
You mentioned earlier I've been doing this for a long time, and I have been fortunate enough to play with most of my heroes, and I still get to play, you know, with some folks that, you know, that have influenced me for all these years. But I think at some point in time I would like to connect with, you know, somebody like Clint Black or somebody like Garth or somebody like, you know, Alan Jackson, the folks that really kind of closer to my age that really, really have inspired me. I've not yet traveled or toured with any of them guys, and I know they're still out doing it. So at some point that'd be a goal of mine to hook up with one of those guys and you know, shake and howdy and maybe bounce a song off each other. That'd be a really good inspiration for me.
Very cool. Well, is Clint Black still touring? I know Alan Jackson and I know Garth Brooks for a while wasn't, and now he's back out there. It seemed like Clint Black kind of disappeared for a while. Is he still? Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah,
still
he's out there. He's not really hitting it hard like he did. But I know he still has that fire down in his belly where he enjoys doing it, and I think he does it like, you know, 6, 8, 10 times a year, maybe even a little bit more than that. But he's not completely out of the picture. I understand that. So it's just something I'd like to meet with him and kind of, you know, just say, hey, boys, it was nice to work with you type of thing.
Sure, great. Well, it's true that I guess some people, after a while, if you think about on a hit list or radio play or whatever you go by, there seems to be a life cycle to that. But some of these people who then sort of rotate out of the top 40 or whatever are still on the road or still working. You know, maybe they've made enough money that they can call their own shots and still working and doing performances and not necessarily working so hard to get the hit record. I guess there's a natural sense of that. I mean, do you find that to be true in your own career, that, you know, you're not so worried about?
It is true. It's very true. You know, I love being opening acts for people and being part of that big persona of the, you know, the big national names. But it's rewarding. It's all get out for me to be a headliner myself and to be able to perform music. And a lot of folks are just now coming around to where, you know, and learning the music that we do. And so even though I've been doing it for a long, long time, the national scene is just now coming for us. And so it's wonderful to make that connection and to be able to, you know, share my music and to be able to have that passion in somebody's eyes. And believe it or not, at this point in time, it's neat to have younger folks come up to me and say, man, I really appreciate and inspire what you're doing. And that's full circle for me, you know.
Sure. Well, yeah, because I think there's a resurgence in the old school sound. Plus, you know, before we were talking about, jokingly, about social media and the internet, but that really, I think, opens more doors for independent artists too, don't you think? Because more people now can be exposed to your music just by seeing a video or going to your website and saying, hey, I really like that guy. Let's see where he's on tour. Is he going to be in our neighborhood? And I'm sure you're getting some audience that way.
Oh, you know it. And like you say, the folks that helped me with my booking agency and all my wife and everything that really, you know, lock in on that, they really take advantage of that. And the younger folks are just they're so much smarter than I ever was anyhow. So they can use this stuff and make it work. So
I don't know, Richard. You sound a little too humble there. I don't think you're that, you know, you'll give yourself enough credit, maybe with the technology part, but certainly with the music and the history of it, you're pretty savvy, I can tell, and just from your sound, that's for sure.
Well, thank you.
But I'm glad people are getting the, you know, you're very welcome. I'm glad people are getting to, you're getting exposed to a greater number of, you know, people in the wider audience that can come get you. I know you love to perform live. If you go to your website, I know there's a list of all your tour dates. You have a couple of concerts coming up, I think, that are benefits for the Love Tattoo Foundation as well. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to work with people like Confederate Railroad. We're going to be playing in Nashville with them in the Fanfare
cool.
Week. And then the next day, we have a big farm up here in Waynesville, Ohio, and we're going to do a show with them. And then, you know, we're going to make sure that the Love Tattoo Foundation is well compensated with these people that like Confederate Railroad and other artists that like to support our troops, and we make sure that we get them included. And, you know, whatever we can do to help these people, that's what we're all about.
Yeah, that's such great work, really. It's extra bonus to the music itself is just the great big heart that you have to reach out to people who really need it. And as we said, American heroes for sure, they are. A lot of these people are serving tour after tour after tour, and some of them have physical injuries. Some of them have certainly mental injuries. Post-traumatic stress is a real thing. At first, a lot of people, including people within the military, didn't acknowledge it was a real thing, and that just compounded it. I mean, so you really are helping people who deserve it and need that help. So thank you so much for all doing that, as well as the great music. I want to send you out with another song. This is the title track from the album Better Place, and it seems it's the flip side or continuation of the first song. You're just getting over it now, right? On the, you know, the song about
yeah.
She makes me get drinking again. Give us a little lead into this song.
Well, you know, we mentioned earlier that, you know, country music is all about emotions, you know, happy times, good times, bad times, sad times. You know, everybody goes through life, and there's somebody out there that they were absolutely crazy about it. It didn't quite work out for them. Well, this song kind of touches on the fact that it didn't work out for this guy who was absolutely in love with a lady. And I think deep down, the lady had some feelings for him, but wasn't really necessarily ready to show that. And unfortunately, the song goes to the direction to where, you know, he ends up not living, but he, you know, from a posthumous voice, you get to hear and experience something, the fact that he was still feeling his pain and love for this particular woman. It's country music shine in a different direction. I was very proud to have this song on my CD. And, you know, a lot of people can hear that, and they tell me, man, that makes me think about George Jones type of song or somebody like that.
Wow.
And when I hear that, I'm so flattered that somebody would even come close to, you know, comparing me to somebody like George Jones. But I'll let the music speak for itself.
Absolutely. If people want to find out more information, it's richardlynchband.com. We always post the link to the website after the show, along with the podcast when it's ready. So, Richard, hey, thank you so much for joining us. Real pleasure talking with you, meeting you, and learning about your music. We'll know we're going to hear from you again. I hope you come back and visit.
Amy, thank you. And to all your listeners, look up richardlynchband.com, and we'll know we'll cross paths out there somewhere.
Absolutely. We'll post all those things. Thanks so much. Richard Lynch, here's the new one, A Better Place, on the Amy Beth Berkowitz Show. Take care, Richard.
Bye-bye.
I was driving, it was raining, on my way to bring her roses. When I got there, she wasn't there alone. Oh, it tore my world to pieces to know we'd never be together. So I said goodbye and headed off down the road. I couldn't see for the tears that rained. I heard the crash and I felt the pain. And my life was over just like that. But I'm in a bed. More tears on my face. Up here above the clouds, I can see clearly now. She was my reason for living, and after all the love. like she's dying to hold me. Too bad she waited too late. I spent most of my life just trying to make her love me. I can't believe what it took to finally make her look my way. The preacher man sends up a prayer. The organ music fills the air. And a choir sings as they carry me away. But I'm in a better place. No more tears on my face. Up here above the clouds, I can see clearly now. She was my
Lynch, title track of his new album, A Better Place. On the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, again, details about Richard Lynch, his music, his upcoming tour dates at richardlynchband.com. We will post it for you at the end of the show. Reach out with your views. Twitter feed AB Writes. Phone line if you're listening live on Friday, April 29th, 347-857-4505. We'll continue the country music with one of my faves from Miranda Lambert, famous in a small town. You know who you are.
They say life is so much sweeter through the telephoto lens of fame. Around here you get just as much attention cheering at the high school football game.
come on, turn up that radio.
I've had nothing but sorrow since you said we were through. There's no hope for tomorrow. How's the world treating you? Every sweet thing that matters has been broken into. All my dreams have been shattered. How's the world treating you? Got no plans for next Sunday. Got no plans for today. Every day is Blue Monday. Every day you're away. Though our pathways have parted, to your memory I'm true. Guess I'll stay broken hearted.
Everyone.
John Mellencamp, better known as I Saw You First, on the Amy Beth Arkowi Show. Also, captured live, Mona McCall, Amber Digby with Justin Trevino on How's the World Treating You? Also, J.D. McPherson, like that old-time, new-time sound, don't you? Northside Gal and Miranda Lambert, Famous in a Small Town. Uh-huh. Talk about great story songs and country and folk music. There you have a selection to choose from. And, hey, if you want to reach out to the show via Twitter, do so at AB Writes anytime. If you're listening live on Friday, April 29th, 347-857-4505 is also your ticket to the show. So on Twitter, a lot of folks chime in already about our conversation with Richard Lynch. Kathy says, hey, great show as usual. Really enjoy the rapport between you and Richard. Good music, too. Check it out, Kathy. I think you'll enjoy it. Duncan says, great sound he has. Good interview. Thanks so much. Well, thank you. And Tanya says, I'm on the Richard Lynch band page now. Looks intriguing, like the sound, and like your interview, as always, AB. Well, thank you, Tanya. Appreciate you guys chiming in real time. Hey, don't forget, we'll post all the details for you, the Richard Lynch band.com page for you, as well as the podcast when it's available. And you can, of course, all the shows are archived for podcasts, so follow the Amy Beth Arkowi Show on Stitcher, Mixcloud, BTR, and you can also download episodes at iTunes. Other places, we'll give them to you as we go. So let's get back to the music here. I love to include your Forgotten 45s, and Delia sent me a good missive because it goes along with the country theme here. She says, haven't heard any Janie Fricke in a while. Well, we'll play one for you, but guard your guys, gals. She's single again on the Amy Beth Arkowi Show.
She was alone. But wait, there's more.
To God, I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh. I can see my baby tonight.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey. I pick a banjo now. Oh, no country winter keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel.
Hey, mama, rock me.
But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock.
Southbound train,
hey,
mama, rock me. Oh,
so rock me, mama.
you come float down over New Orleans to the sweet green levee on the riverside. And your voice shined like your Sunday shoes. Now mama always said we had nothing to lose, so we danced on the street corner. We were the gas house gang. I'll be out as Matthew, you be Sarah, my wife. So we got traded away to the Red Clay League somewhere along the Georgia line. You be the pitcher and the catcher too. I'm the home run king for his muscles grew. Gonna knock the cover off this time.
Sound of the Old Crow Medicine Show and Caroline on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Darius Rucker, which took the Old Crow Medicine Show song up the country charts, Wagon Wheel. They do a great version together live at the Opry. We'll have to dig that out for you one of these days. Also, BR459, which, by the way, a lot of people always ask, what's the deal with that group's name? It's the phone exchange used on the old Hee Haw Show. I had to look it up too, don't worry. And that's what you get. Elvis Costello, that is, reaching in for his inner country twang, and there's a stranger in the house from the old Taking Liberties album. Remember that? Back when albums were albums when I was a kid. Yeah. Picture of him drawing graffiti on a sidewalk. Very cool. And Jenny Fricke for Delia, Forgotten 45, country style, cautionary tale, She's Single Again. On the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, we're going to let the sideshow do itself, I think, let the music wrap things up for us in the next bunch of minutes. There's lots to talk about next week. But Richard Lynch got us into the old country spirit, and we're there now, for sure. Twitter feed a buzz. Oh, so happy when you play in real time, because I know we have so many more folks listening on podcasts, but thanks for chiming in. Nixie, one of our heartier regulars, haven't listened live in a long time, picked a great day. Fabulous show. Good interview, too. Thank you, AB, as always. Well, thank you, Nixie. Appreciate you chiming in. Dandy, is that a Dandy? That's a great show. Love the tunes and the interview. And Fritzy says, great songs. I sent you a bunch of Forgotten 45s. Hope you play one. Yeah, I'm going to see if we do. You never know. Hang in there. Hey, I want to give our shout-out to the Inspiration Action Challenge success story. Sheila in Bayside, Queens, says she's working on a series of children's books. And she says, you know, quite frankly, I started it a started a challenge a while ago, maybe a year or so, kept falling on and off the wagon and went into a stride about 4 months ago. I'm in a good place now. Thank you for letting me get back in touch with my inner child and creative force. Well, thank you, Sheila. That's what it's all about, getting there. And sometimes, as she said, quite honestly, it doesn't happen overnight. And it doesn't happen the first time. Keep trying. If you're so inclined, you'll get there. Hey, if the Inspiration to Action Challenge has worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it because you've worked hard, I know. And also, I think it sparks other folks on. So send me a missive over at the website. It's AmyBethArkawy, ArkAwy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed, and we will give you that shout-out. And by the way, if you need some cajoling and you find yourself kind of in a creative ditch, we can start that creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one always on me. Give me a week or two to connect, and we'll do so, indeed. Hey, while you're at the website, don't forget to peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon Mysteries. As I said, so thrilled that book 3, Murder, She Tweets, is now available from Cozy Cat Press, both as a Kindle download and also in paperback. Find out details about the other books as well, Killing Time and Dead Silent, at said website. And if you want to be a guest in the show or have a Forgotten 45, that's the place to go, too. And all those things are posted on the website and via Twitter, of course. So we got some great news, new music out. You like alt country and folk? I know you like the Jayhawks. They have a brand new album out just dropping today. It's called Paging Mr. Proust. And here is one of the first songs to roll off the album. It's called Quiet Corners and Empty Spaces. It's the Jayhawks, new music, brand spanking new, on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Give a listen. I think you'll like it. It's coming. I promise.
The sky's wandering eye has opened. A stare on the whipping before. The star. Before I walk away.
Made in America. Yeah, my old man said,
Of the Stellas riding in the back seat on the Amy Beth Orkowitz show. That's Brad and Mary Lynn, the Stellas, who are also the mom and dad of Lennon and Macy Stella, who play the singing daughter duo of Raina James on the hit ABC show Nashville. So there you go. You see where they get their song singing chops from. All in the DNA sometimes, indeed. Toby Keith, that's a Forgotten 45 for Hal, Made in America. What a great song, and fits in perfectly with our country folk theme today. Nancy Griffith from the Storms collection all those years ago, still sounds so good, If Wishes Were Changes. And new music from the Jayhawks, brand new album drops today, Paging Mr. Proust, and it's Quiet Rooms and Empty Spaces. You like that one? Check out the album. We'll try to play a couple more selections as the weeks roll by and we have time. So thanks again. We got a little diversion off the cacophony of craziness in the sideshow today, thanks to Richard Lynch for setting us on that path. Great indie country artist. We'll post all the details at richardlynch.com for you on our Facebook and Twitter feeds after the show is ready for podcast, along with said podcast. And don't forget, you can follow the Amy Beth Orkowitz show at Stitcher, Mixcloud, listen for select editions on the Arts Radio Network and PopNet, and of course the BTR site, all roads leading back to the website, amybetharkowitz.com. You can friend me on Facebook. You can follow our producer, Trudy Hart, on Twitter at Radio Trudy. And, of course, it's a 24-7 Twitter conversation at AB Writes, where people are chiming in real time, and you know how much I love that, including a hearty irregular, haven't heard from in a while, Johnny Fever's Hangover, says, hey, haven't listened long, listened live in a while, always listening on podcasts, love your style, AB, great show, so far so good. Well, thank you, Johnny Fever. And Petey chiming in, good songs, like Richard Lynch interview too. Thank you for the show. Well, thank you for tuning into the show. I do appreciate it. And keep tuning in. We'll keep playing more fun stuff. Indeed we will. So what else do I want to tell you? Oh, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame debuting this weekend, we mentioned, right, on HBO. Check your guy. I think it's 8 or 9 o'clock on Saturday. And looking for a video, you might want to check out Steve Jobs. Hard to get into because he's a tough customer for sure. Great acting, though, from Michael Fassbender and Kate Winslet in a great supporting role as well.
Sure. Sure.
Some glitches here. What's going on here, Trudy? No problem. Never mind. All right, we're going to leave you with one song from Richard Lynch. This one's called Walk On By. I hope you have yourself a great weekend. Whatever you do, wherever you go, please drive safe. Play nice, dream big, and I hope you come back and see us. I know you will on the Amy Beth Arquay Show. Take care now.
Just walk on by.
Don't want this to be me.